This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
We're going to get over to Al in just a second, but we're always talking about Finastra. They are one of our anchor sponsors, been here forever, and we're just so grateful. But their technology isn't old, been around forever. They're updating it regularly, and I encourage you to check it out. FusionBot has got some really nice new features, as well as their point-of-sale system is just solid. It's something that can make such a difference. They have over 1,400 clients already using the system, which is amazing, and you're going to want to see what they're doing, especially how it connects and seamlessly works together. Now, the point of sale system will work with other systems, but I encourage you to check it out. Alan Pollack, good to have you here. And you got this week's weekly tech update. We always put in a shout out for your employer with Open Close, and you consult with me on tech issues. So good to have you here.
What's amazing is everybody I work with allows me to have all these crazy opinions every day. So much love and appreciation to everybody that pretends to listen to me and let me speak my mind. I was talking to some folks this morning. It's kind of funny. Being in technology, especially years ago, you'd always get, can you fix my computer or can you, you know, check my virusware? And maybe in the late 90s, I helped people with that stuff. But, you know, I do get a lot of people asking me, what's up with this technology, social distancing, and is that true? So I wanted to be the Snopes for the Lickin' on Lending group today. And I got to tell you, wearables for workers is 1,000% true. And there's a number of companies coming out with devices that clip on hard hats, wrists, belts, and they sound an alarm. There's even there's a 6-foot alarm backpack. Amazon's got a distance assistant. You name it. There's bumper tables. And there's a bubble that Cheddar had it out there that can go on your head, and it looks ridiculous, but you're in your own space. I just don't know what happens if you sneeze, right?
That's so funny.
Right?
Yeah. I saw the one bar where everyone's wearing like large inner tubes on it, and they have a table that's on the top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so did you see that one? That was hilarious too, bumping around in there and going social distance thing, so everyone's got their big inner tubes. So it's crazy stuff. But what's going on in the world of technology? Are we getting any gains in this? One of the questions we're going to talk about in the hot topic I got for you, Alan, is a lot of money is being spent on tech, but are we getting anywhere?
Love that question. Let's talk about it then. Another question you were going to ask me is, what's the new norm? And I'm going to tell you right now, which will be a segue into our second half of today's podcast, who says there's going to be a norm? Yeah, let's talk about some cool news, right? Mm-hmm. We don't talk a lot about reverse mortgages, and our friend mm-hmm. Scott at Open Mortgage just recently did a press release. But in addition, he was interviewed and he talked just about what his company is doing during COVID and how he's investing technology in reverse mortgages. But I also saw that Quantum Reverse just got awarded a patent, which is, it's not uncommon to be awarded a patent, but it's very hard to get a patent. And they just got one for their software handling of what they call FA, Financial Assessment Requirements, for home equity conversion mortgages. And they talk about this online process. It's just something unique that they're doing, that they were actually awarded a patent. So you want to check it out, especially if you're looking to partner or get into reverse mortgages. You want to take a look at Quantum Reverse. This was pretty interesting, David. This is a company called Renofi. And it was just like BurgerFi, but it's Renofi. And they offer what they call Renofi loans. And so they're not a lender, they're a tech provider. But what they do is they actually help lenders using technology help borrowers qualify for renovation loans by lending against what the potential value will be after renovation, rather than having the necessary or available equity that they have today, and prevents the borrowers from having to go leverage retirement accounts and credit cards and personal loans and all that kind of stuff. So new technology, you want to check it out, Renofi. And David, this is kind of interesting. We don't talk a lot about real estate tech. We do sometimes. If you're an avid reader of some of our industry publications, you'll hear a whole bunch about it. Well, the iBuyer movement. And if you don't know what the iBuyer movement is basically a company that uses technology to make an offer on your home instantly. And an iBuyer represents a dramatic shift in the way people are buying and selling homes, offering in many cases a simpler, more convenient alternative to traditional home sales. Well, there's an iBuyer platform called Zavvie, Z-A-V-V-I-E, and they just released what they call their offer optimizer. So we talk a lot on the mortgage side defense about, like, mortgage coach as an example, right? And how they provide the ability for a loan officer to have the tools to share multiple options for a buyer. Well, what the offer optimizer Zavvi does is something very similar. They provide, based on information on the property and technology, of course, the ability to make an offer on your home instantly. And they provide a comparison of what they call bridge options, open market options, and an instant sale option. And they show you how much you'll spend, the time frame, what the outgoing costs are. It's really kind of interesting. So if you actually are looking, or you're partnered as a lender with iBuyer platforms, or you're looking to become more iBuyer centric, take a look at Zavvi, Z-A-V-V-I-E. A very interesting technology. And David, two more quick topics I wanted to mention, and I'm going to tee off an awesome topic for next week. One is our friends over at Home Captain. I don't know if everyone remembers VA Loan Captain. It was started by a veteran, actually, called Grant Moon. His name is Grant Moon. And they did some interesting stuff. They were recently acquired by Redify in February of this year. And they are now, they've commercially launched something called the Portfolio Retention Program. And so if you think about AVMs, like Zestimates, they have all this national data. And they let you sort of pick your path, do it yourself. And they've got all this different fees and so there's real estate technology blended in with the mortgage part of it. But what's even better than that is they actually help you incubate the data that you have. So abandonment or servicing data and recapture. Right. And they're seeing over 20% back on their portfolio partners, which is huge. And they're also leveraging what you and I have talked about many times. And not even about the digital human, but if you think a year ago, David, we're talking about AI chatbot, and they have an AI chatbot that handles the conversation and that recapture process. And then this is the really interesting part. Besides the technology and that 20% increase in recapture, they are heavily female based, up to 70%, which is not only just in females, but also representation on military spouses. Diversity has two parts, right? Of course, what we're going through as a country right now. And there are almost slim to none African Americans that have come out of Silicon Valley and that have started a lot of companies. And if you Google it, you will not find very much at all. So we are heavily lacking in that area. And I'm sure that we'll start to see a shift in what we're doing, especially in mortgage technology. But separately, Microsoft has a program called the Military Spouse Technology Academy, which actually is a 22-week on-site training program that helps train on numerous areas of fintech. And actually has hiring programs and partnerships. Better.com, by the way, in our industry, just pledged to hire 5,000 military spouses. And the same thing with Accenture. So we'll hear more about diversity. And David, just to end it, the kickoff for next week is CIO versus CTO. What is the difference?
Oh, good. Can't wait. Looking forward to your contribution in the Hot Topic segment. Thanks, Alan.
Appreciate you very much. We appreciate you being here. Be sure to tune in. We got Vince Parlov. We're going to be interviewing him, airing that as soon as we get it edited, put that up as a special. And there's so much to go on. Have a great week, everybody. Good to have you with us. Next week, we got Anthony Flynn, a CEO of Work Faith Connection. And also joining us will be Gwen Muse. We're talking about what you could do in your community to make a difference. With all the protests going on, what are you doing to be proactive and make a difference? We're going to have a great podcast next week on a Hot Topic segment. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.